you can relax. Colleen and Eric have a podcast. The world is scary and we're locked in our home, but now we have big microphones. So you can relax, that's the name of our podcast.
Hello, welcome to Relax the Podcast. I'm Colleen Ballinger.
Hello, my dear.
And I'm with my handsome husband, Eric Stockland.
I'm with my hot wife.
I love you in a hat, I gotta say.
Thanks.
I think you're so cute in a hat.
I wish hats were still like a thing. I mean, I guess people
were a thing.
Yeah, but they're like baseball hats, you know? There was a time where there were hat racks, mm-hmm. right? Because like everyone wore hats.
Yeah. I think we've talked about this before.
I'm sure we have. We've done this 105 times.
I think more. Is it 105?
I think it's 105 now.
Oh, I don't know. Anyway, we got a fun episode for you guys today. Lots has happened. Is that right?
A lot has happened.
A lot has happened. Why was that so hard for me to say?
I don't know.
Last week, we didn't
You're setting the tone. Amazing episode coming
know.
Up.
Well, it's true. Last week, we didn't have Eric. It was very sad. Because you had poo-poo in your eyes.
I had the DPE.
Double pink eye.
Double pink eye, baby.
Yeah, I thought he was going to be upset. If you listened last week or watched last week, you'd know that my mom stood in for you.
Yes.
And I thought that you might be a little upset that I overshared for you and told everyone you had pink eye, but you told me that you didn't care.
Yeah, I told you I didn't care.
Yeah, afterwards he told me.
I think it's what a funny thing. I mean, it's not fun to have, especially like, I mean, can I say also on top of the flu?
Mm-hmm.
So I had flu and double pink eye, and I think I was couldn't see, just had boogers coming out of my eyeballs and was like, take me to the hospital, like almost, yeah. Like it was pretty close.
Yeah. And I don't know if you guys have ever heard of like man cold. Have you heard of man cold? Like when a man gets a cold?
I don't know, but I feel like I'm about to like throw a microphone through a window.
No, you're not. So people know what you've heard of.
You have
cold.
A smile on your face where you know you're going to say something that offends me. Whenever you say something that you know, I feel like especially goes to like male insecurity.
No.
You get that certain grin and eyebrow twins where you're so excited.
No. You didn't know what I was about to say.
Take man down a peg.
No, you didn't know what I was about to say.
I don't.
So a man cold is a thing. And like women talk about when men get colds, how like they turn into babies, yeah. You know, like a woman can get the same cold as a man and be like fine and run a country while a man needs like 6 months to recover.
Right.
So Eric, in the past, I'm not talking about this time, in the past, you've had a couple man colds and, you know, I'm not going to name specific times where this has happened, but it's happened. So with this cold, I was like, okay,
I don't know.
Is this a man cold or is this a real thing? And then he came to me with goopy pink eyes. And I was like, oh, he's got pink eye. This is a real thing. And it's not that I didn't believe you.
I don't think you believe me the first week that I was sick.
Well, I did believe that you felt very sick.
Uh-huh.
I did believe you felt very sick. But I didn't know if it was like how hardcore this sick was. It's hard to tell sometimes when people have that situation, but you were extremely sick. Like you were very, very sick.
Yeah. And it's different now having kids for sure. Speaking, I don't know if this is anything to do with man colds of the, I think, are you implying that like I wasn't as sick as I was making it out to be?
No, I'm implying the opposite.
Be a little baby or something?
No. I'm saying the opposite. I'm saying that in the past you have had a man cold.
I don't know what that means.
Like in the past I think you genuinely are like, you feel very, very sick. Like,
but I act more sick than I.
No. I don't think you act more sick. I think that like you can't handle it in the way that like someone else.
And then like, well, yeah. Well,
because sometimes we'll get the same cold and I'm like, okay, you know. But this hasn't happened in a long time.
It affects people differently. And I would say that like you going through pregnancy
mm-hmm.
multiple times, like I'm sure you could, are way stronger than me. And
I don't think that's true.
In pain and discomfort and tolerance. But I will say that you're also a little baby. And I will say now having kids, like you don't really, it's funny. It's like you don't have time to recover. So these things take longer. Like you were so sweet that first morning you let me sleep in and that was really great. And you did a couple other, you know, generous with your time things to kind of take some of the load off of me. But for the most part, I would say in general, I was still kind of having to be a dad to these three kids. And
you still have to be a dad even when you're sick.
Yeah. And like, and up and about and doing, you know what I mean? You can't just,
your kids don't disappear.
They don't. I'm glad they don't.
But the reason I was bringing all that up is because there are very funny things on man colds on the internet that have made me laugh in the past. But you were very, very sick. I'm not saying that you had a man cold. You were actually very sick. The reason I'm saying is because at the beginning I was like, is this like a man cold or is this like a real sick thing? And it was a real sick thing for sure. But I wasn't sure because you had said to me early on when like he was really trying hard to rally. His parents were in town and he was trying to rally for the family and like to be there for them and to be there for the kids, whatever. So, you know, you were trying hard to rally for everyone, even though you felt like garbage.
Yeah.
But at one point you said, you need to take me to a hospital. I have to go to a hospital right now.
Right.
And I was like, are you okay? Do I need to take you to a hospital?
And then I said, no.
And you're like, no, but I feel like I need to go to a hospital. And I was like, wait, so are you going to go to a hospital or not? And that's what made me go, wait a minute.
What I meant was at that point, I knew I was very sick. I didn't find out I had the flu till later. But like, I knew I was like, felt very sick, couldn't sleep, crazy cough, congestion, just feeling like
really painful
general,
throat,
general awfulness. And then all of a sudden there was like, I'd never really had pink eye, like at least since I was like a child. Mm-hmm. And then, so to have it, to wake up with it in both eyes, it was kind of like a horror movie to see what was happening on my, my eyes. So like that with also like the sorest throat ever and couldn't breathe and everything. Like I felt like I would be more comfortable like getting fluids in a hospital circumstance while a registered nurse was putting the eye drops in and I could just lay there. Also that I wouldn't have to also be, cleaning up yogurt drops and snacks off the floor. You know what I mean? While people under the age of four scream at me and couldn't care less that I'm sick.
No.
Well, Flynn was actually really sweet and sympathetic.
Yeah. You were extremely sick. Poor guy.
Yeah. DPE.
With the double pink eye.
And man, that's uncomfortable.
You did not believe me. When you came down, you're like, well, the weirdest thing just happened. Like, he came down to my office late the night before he found out he had pink eye. And he was like, oh, the strangest thing just happened to me. It's so gross. Can I tell you? And I was like, sure. And he's like, there was like goop in my eyes.
Right.
Like, and I was like, and I looked at his eyes and I was like, you have pink eye. And he's like, no. I'm trying
really
to tell
like
you.
Was like red at that point. So
one of your eyes was very red.
Was it?
One of your eyes was very, and I knew the second I saw you, I was like, oh, that's because I'm no stranger to pink eye.
Oh, you love an eye.
I love an eye issue.
Yeah.
but anyway, I saw it and I was like, oh no. And I knew exactly what it was and I know how painful those are. And I was like, poor guy. And then the next morning.
Well, I texted you at 4 a.m.
Yes.
Pictures.
Picture proof. I talked about this in the podcast last week. And I was like, this poor guy has it in both eyes. It's so uncomfortable. I wouldn't say pink eye is painful. It's the most uncomfortable. You wish you could rip out your own eyeballs and throw them against the wall. Feeling.
It's like gritty in there goopy and itchy.
Oh, it's horrible.
And like I read like this, I was reading the symptoms or whatever, talked to a doctor and like there's also like photosensitivity. So like light hurts. Like
it's horrible.
Yeah.
So but you're healed.
I had to go to an urgent care and get
medicines,
drops and things. Yeah. And I heard you tell the story about how I showed the doctor the picture of my eyes. And literally, I don't think I told you this. I showed it to the nurse and she goes, and she's like a nurse. You're in a doctor's office. So you expect to like show a picture and them to be like, you definitely have pink eye. She goes, ugh. It's like so grossed out. And then the doctor did the same thing.
You know what's funny is you said it to me and I was like, yeah, pink eye.
Well, it was like,
I didn't even like have a crazy
it was
reaction.
All
I was
over
like,
my
oh,
eyelids describe, I will not show it, but I'll describe it all over my eyelids, all like this goop. But then it was also streaked across my cheeks. Cause you can tell there had been goop. And then I like was sleeping
why
on
did you
it
wipe that off?
And it was like dried. It was like dried in. It was like, it was so, so gnarly, but yeah, you told the story, but like I'll perfect it. Like the doctor was like, why in the world did you wake up before 4 a.m. and think, take these pictures? And I said, I need hard evidence. I need proof. Because
people will think it's a man
cold.
No,
because otherwise you'd be like, here, take the kids. Go make, you know what I mean?
But no, instead, I knew you had pink eye.
But instead that got me, I think that hard evidence allowed me to sleep in that morning for an extra hour.
No, I told you the night before, you got to go to the doctor right away.
Yeah. Like, I didn't even get to sleep in because I actually went straight to the doctor.
Yeah, I was like, get out of bed. You need to go to the doctor now.
But you did say, to your credit, you did say like, just keep sleeping when you get up. And instead I literally got up and was at the urgent care before they even opened, like waiting for them to unlock the doors. But more to the point, I wrote a little song about it.
You did?
Yeah.
Are you going to sing it right now?
And it's very serious. And
can I hear, are we hearing it now
sure,
or later?
Why not?
What time is it? Oh, we should say thanks to our first sponsor, but I'm very excited to hear this song.
This is a little something.
Poor guy. Went through pink eye, this wretched flu, really brutal flu. And
I'm kind of back.
You're back,
bit.
And he's going to sing us a song right after we say thanks to our first sponsor today.
Okay.
Which we're all very excited about because this is a new one for us. It's Pretty Litter.
They sent us this cat litter.
Let's talk about it. Pretty Litter. Oh, man. We are so excited to be talking about Pretty Litter today.
Gus is excited.
Gus is excited. You guys, you know about our kitty cats, Gus and Daisy. Well, when they're healthy, they're very happy. And that's what makes us happy. Well, at least me. I care about my kitty cats being super happy. I think Eric just cares about them not pooping as much. It's kind of like what he cares about. But I care that they're super happy. And since we're not mind readers, especially cat mind readers, we don't always know what Gus and Daisy need to stay healthy.
Right.
And helping us know that our cats are healthy is just one reason that we use Pretty Litter. Pretty Litter, oh man, it's got these ultra absorbent crystals that trap odor instantly. No more cat bathroom stinky stank smell, which is
even
great.
Even with our cats, which like BM 9 times an hour.
Yeah, Gus is like, it up. Gus is like, wonder where you got pink eye from. There's cat poo all over this house.
Can you get pink eye from cats?
I don't know. We'll talk about pink eye later. Do you know what people think pink eye comes from?
Yeah, I wrote a song.
Okay, well, we'll talk about that later. Okay, anyway, we're talking about Pretty Litter right now and how awesome it is. But yeah, it's pretty great. I've noticed a huge difference in the scent in our home because forever, like we're trying to figure out where to put the cat's litter box in this new house because there's not like a convenient spot for it. And we couldn't find a good spot because everywhere we put it, like you could smell the cat litter throughout the house. But since we switched to Pretty Litter, I've noticed a difference in the scent strength of the kitty litter.
Oh, 100%.
It's so much better.
100%.
Pretty Litter's super light crystal base also minimizes mess and dust. Plus, the crystals last up to a month, which means less scooping and fewer trips to the garbage can. And the coolest thing about Pretty Litter, it changes color to help detect early signs of potential illness in our kitty cats, including urinary tract infections and kidney issues, which is really, really nice. I think that's so cool. I never thought that could be a thing. Like kitty litter, can it help with their poo-poos and pee-pees and helping with the smells and the mess, but also can tell us if they're sick.
I know. And usually like when I scoop stuff out, you know what I mean? I'm in and out of there, but now I have an excuse to just like stare at it, which is fun for me.
Well, Pretty Litter ships free straight to your door in a small lightweight bag. And that way we can never run out of it, which is pretty great. And we don't have a huge container of litter taking up space and stinking up the place.
Yeah, those things can be huge. And it is always such a pain to go to a pet store.
Oh, right, a cat litter. Gotta go get it. Yeah,
it's so heavy. It comes like giant buckets of it. No, not anymore.
No, Pretty Litter's
got to
figure it out.
Just bring it to me. Just bring it to our house. Yeah.
So if you guys want to try it out, Pretty Litter helps keep our cats healthy and it keeps odors down. So you and your cat are going to love Pretty Litter just as much as we do. Go to prettylitter.com/relax to save 20% on your first order. That's prettylitter.com/relax to save 20%. prettylitter.com/relax. I am so excited that you wrote
a
song.
Don't be excited. It's not good.
I'm so excited.
It's just a little.
I love when you write songs.
And I might request some oohs and ahs.
Oh, come on. I've never heard the song.
Can you not treat me and our audience?
No, I would love to, but look, I literally have never heard the song in my life. I can't just sing. Can I hear it? I mean, I need to hear it in order to sing oohs and ahs. Come on. Let me hear the song.
Yes, and.
Come on, let me hear this.
Go, okay. Talk.
Ooh, I'm excited about this, lovey dove.
Okay, so I had double pink eye, DPE.
We've heard.
And it was like, I don't know. I was inspired.
You were inspired to
musically.
Write a song?
Uh-huh. And I would like to say that, like, I think I was inspired because, they told me that, like, it could have just happened because of, like, this flu that I had. Mm-hmm. It could have, like, brought that up. Mm-hmm. Like, but what does everybody think when they think of?
Everyone thinks you pooped in your hands. Someone farted on your pillow.
Someone farted on my pillow. Right.
Yeah. That's what they think.
I got poop in my eyes.
Yeah.
Right. And so that's, it's so embarrassing because, like, it's on your face. It's your eye. It's your windows to the world. It's your eyeballs. And everyone that you're talking to is like, this guy's got poop in his eyes. And so I just thought I'd write, you know, I don't know. It just became like a stupid little silly thing, you know, to say, hey, you know, kids, people, everyone out there, wash your hands after you.
After you do. Do the two?
Do the two.
Because... Let's hear it.
I don't know. Okay. Can you hold my microphone for me? And, if you feel inspired, you're welcome to... Okay. yeah. Did I say this was a silly song?
Silly Songs with Larry?
is that from VeggieTales?
Of course it is.
It's not. It's actually very serious.
Okay. I love it already.
Okay. Well, I'll give it a shot.
Okay.
I don't know how this is going to go. Hey kid, look how big you've grown. Now you're doing poopies on your own. Your mommy and your daddy have never felt so proud. But after going number two, that's how grown-ups count a poo. You must adhere to these golden rules. Ooh. If it's brown, you gotta flush it down. Serious. If it stink, wash the dirty hands in the sink.
What if it doesn't stink?
I don't know. Do it anyways. Cause now daddy's eyes are pink. Starts with a bacteria.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
It gets into conjunctiva. Flush it down. If it stink, wash the dirty hands in the sink.
And also if it don't stink.
Right, I know, it's something there. Cause now daddy's eyes are pink. I don't know.
Yay!
You know, it's funny, like, I was trying to think of a song about pink eye, and I almost went like, pink eye goopy in the dead of night.
Oh, that's pretty good. You know what I like?
I can't open up my eyes to see.
I like that.
I was gonna turn Blackbird by the Beatles into a song about pink eye.
But then I like it.
Did the other thing.
I like it, but you know what my favorite part was? I thought it was great. I'm sorry. I feel like I messed you up because you wanted me to do oohs and ahs in very specific places that I didn't know because I don't know the song. And then like you were trying to tell me to do
the
oohs and ahs.
You never heard that?
No, but you were trying to tell me to do the oohs and ahs. But then I feel like I was messing up because I wasn't doing them right. So I apologize, but I thought it was great. But you know, my favorite part was when you said fecal matter, you said finkel matter.
No.
And that made me very, because now I just only want to ever call it finkel matter.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. I love the song. I think it's fabulous. I love you. I love that I hope this is going to become a thing now. But now I kind of want to dissect it a little bit.
Sure.
Because your rules are going to confuse some children out there. So I love the idea of a song that's like teaching children from an early age, like, hey, got to wash your hands. Otherwise you're going to give someone pink eye.
Yeah.
You know, people, maybe they can get pink eye from their sicknesses, but like if we can avoid people getting pink eye from poo poo, let's do it. Let's all band together. And so I love the song. However, you've got some stipulations here. Your rules are going to confuse some children.
Well, I wrote it in like 5 minutes before we started. Like,
But like, what if it's a different color? So they're like, oh, do I not have to flush? It's a little greenish today.
Yeah, if it's like, what, like black or red? Yeah.
Don't. Well, then go to, so then it's we can like look go to the hospital.
Then, yeah, we got to go to a doctor.
But then like also like if it stinks, you got to wash your hands, but it's like,
if it doesn't stink,
what if it doesn't stink? Right. But also what if they don't poop? Like, you still got to wash your hands. Yeah. You go to the bathroom, you know? I think you're going to confuse some kids.
This is why I didn't really workshop it. I'm kind of doing that live now, but yeah, you're right. That's a good note. I'll go back. I'm definitely going to keep working on that song.
Back to the studio.
Yeah. I'm going to keep working on that song. I'm going to like retool it. Like, I'm really going to get it to a good place before I go into the studio.
You know, I also appreciate you so much because I feel like we were doing pretty good at not talking about poop in this podcast for a while. And you know what? Let's bring it back. Let's bring back the poo talk that everyone hated so much. You know what I mean?
Okay. I got more of that.
Yeah, so do I. That's for sure.
I think, you know, I want to kind of tell the truth here.
About poop?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Okay. Fast forward if you don't hear about poop.
Not a truth about poop. I'm not going to tell a poop story. I'm just going to say, because I feel like we've done enough episodes now where we can like say this.
Oh, God.
But there was like an episode of this at some point, you know, we've talked for 105 episodes for like usually like an hour and 20 minutes each. Mm-hmm. And that happened a lot where we would talk about poop. And apparently, because I don't even know specifically when this happened, but apparently we were talking about like some horrific poop story and then immediately went into an ad. And then who knows who it was? It could have been anybody because we've talked about poop so much
they called and they're like, hey,
they called we got a call from your agent.
Who's like, you guys got to redo this.
You got a call from like from Audio Boom who had heard from the brand that they were upset that we talked about this horrific poop story straight into their ad, that they wanted us to do, like, they're like, we need a do over for free, you know? And we did, we had to do that again.
Yeah. I felt real bad about that.
So that's why maybe we've backed off the,
well now, but look, we just had an ad for Kitty Litter, which we talk about pooping. So like,
yeah, that's unavoidable. That's like, yeah. So I feel like that works.
That's on brand.
I don't know who is next.
Well, let's just put some breathing room between poo and the next people.
Or we could just keep going.
Let's move on from poo and pink eye, perhaps for the listeners out there who don't appreciate those kinds of talk.
Sure.
Who needs to relax for you this week?
Oh, let me look at do you have one in your head? I would have to.
Well, yeah, but like, you want me to go for it?
I have a few.
Mine's quick. So I didn't have one. But then I went to wash some baby bottles while you were putting the babies in the bath.
That's a favorite of mine.
And I was opening up the bottles, you know, washed them, whatever, and doing the thing. And I got to one, I couldn't open it. And you know what I'm going to say, love?
I'm too strong.
And I knew, I knew you were going to say that. Because this man, this love of my life, since we've had these twins, because we didn't really use bottles for Flynn ever because he was fully breastfed and like rarely used a bottle, like rarely, very, very rarely. But the twins are fully only, they were ever on bottles. Now, obviously they're eating normal food and have sippy cups and whatever, but they still like a baba here and there in the nighttime sometimes.
Mama.
Since they were born, this man, like I typically make the bottles. He has other duties. And so every once in a while, he'll make a bottle.
You can tell.
For me.
Yeah. And you can tell.
I can tell because it makes me rage when you make a bottle. Open a bottle tonight.
I don't want to spill because they're holding it. Listen, there's stuff on. Man, like, it should be sealed.
He tightens the bottle so tight that it can never be opened again. The only way is with like a chainsaw. And it drives me bananas. It makes me so crazy because I'm trying to wash the bottles and you literally cannot open it up and your hands are wet and soapy and it makes me crazy. And it's because I've given them to you before and you can't open
them. You've also given me cans of jelly or peanut butter or salsa because you can't open them. And I open them with ease. You're like, oh, how can you do that?
First of all, I loosen them. And second of all, those are meant to be sealed because they're trying to preserve it. You don't need to preserve their water. You don't need to like vacuum seal a bottle with water in it. Like it's unnecessary. And you can tighten it and keep it on tight without like doing it so unbelievably tight that you break the bottle and no one can get it open ever for the rest of their lives. And the only reason it grinds my gears is not because you're so strong and mighty and like you're so good at closing, you know, these bottles. It's the fact that I have told you every single time you've ever made a bottle, which is probably hundreds.
Why don't you? Yeah.
I say, don't do it so tight. I can't get it open. Yeah. And you still insist every time on doing it as
tightly.
Why
do you think that I'm consciously doing this? And I will say, have you not noticed that like sometimes it's not so bad because I actually have, no. been trying to do it.
If you make a bottle.
We got to go over this. I feel like I need you there with me to show me because like I thought I've been doing it less. But I did join a new gym recently. You know what I mean?
I don't care. Don't do it so tight.
And, I'm lifting weights.
I feel like you do it so you never have to make bottles. That's why you do it. You go, if I just do it so tight, she'll never want me. I'm just kidding. but no, yeah, it did that. That was the only thing recently that made me go like, ah, this needs to relax because we did have a wonderful day today, which we need to talk about. And so there was nothing, I was thinking, I was washing bottles. I was literally washing bottles
you're
going like
I had a really good day with Eric.
I was like, I don't have a relax.
What about him has been bothering
me? No, I didn't
lately.
Think that at all. I was like, oh, I don't have a relax today. What a lovely day. I can't wait to talk about what a great day we had. And then I got to the bottle that you obviously had done. There was one. Because last night in the middle of the night, I was like trying to deal with Maisie and I was like, hey, Wes is freaking out. Cause the kids are all sick with Eric's little flu. So, they want extra babas for like comfort.
It's not mine. I didn't,
well, you didn't invent it, but I'm just saying like,
it's like the common one that's going around.
So, I needed help because I was doing Maisie and I usually do bottles, but I was like, hey, I need you to do this bottle. And so I forgot that he had done one. So when I was washing the bottles, there was one I couldn't open and I was like, freaking Eric. And
he's
I was like,
so
that's
strong.
He's so strong.
And inconsiderate.
I want to get
I've been
to,
trying to do it less. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. You're forgiven.
I feel like there's a fine line there. I don't know.
It's not. You just close
it. But you are
it.
Weak. You do have
weak
hands.
You close things every day. You close lids to jars. You close their sippy cups and you don't do it so tight. We can't get it open.
Oh, I get in on a sippy cup real hard.
I've never had a problem getting your sippy cups.
It's different kind of cups. I don't know. I really do think you have weak hands though, by the way.
Of course I have weak hands.
Like you do.
Like obviously I have weak hands. Like this is not a
good. Like you're always like, oh, my hands.
Yeah. I 100% have weak hands.
All your editing and everything for years. Like your hands are just
brittle.
Ravaged. Brittle. Yeah. You should be blowing them and just dust and they break.
Of course. All the more reason why you should be sensitive to this.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Now I understand.
But you do it like ferociously too tight. Uh-huh. But anyway, before we're going to say thanks to our next sponsor in a second, and then we're going to hear Eric's relax. And so I guess we'll get into this story in a second, but I did want to talk about how wonderful our day was. We live in a beach town in Southern California and it snowed here today. And it was so magical.
Would you call it a beach town?
Yeah.
Are all towns near the beach towns?
Yeah, I would say so. Wouldn't they be? Are they
I
not?
I guess so. It's like a, I don't know.
Well, anyway, we live near the beach in Southern California.
Yeah, ish. I mean, yeah, if you live in Southern California, you're kind of near the beach. Right.
And it snowed. And it was very amazing. And we had so much fun. And so we have stories from that that I want to get to. And we also want to get to Eric's relax because he always has a list of things that he can't stand about me that end up being
his relaxes. Maybe we can do like a rapid fire and then we can get to talking about snow in Southern California.
Snow. And there's something about parenting that I wanted to talk about. That has to do with that.
We'll do a rapid fire then.
But first we're going to say thanks to Stitch Fix for sponsoring this episode. Our next sponsor, Stitch Fix. As we begin to thaw out from the cold and look forward to spring, get excited to embrace all of the fashion looks that come with this new season. Stitch Fix can help you discover new styles and brands that you will love. I love this because I never know when people are like, oh, it's about to be fall weather of like winter. And I'm like, oh,
spring.
Are we supposed to, I know it said spring, but I'm saying like whenever people get excited about the next season,
yeah.
I'm always like, are we supposed to change our outfits?
I guess, yeah, fall fashion,
like, what do you
spring
fashion.
It's, yeah,
like summer fashion, spring. Trends. I'm like, wait, there's new things I'm supposed to know. And I'm like so bad at that kind of stuff. So Stitch Fix is.
What are your predictions for spring?
My prediction is what's Stitch
gonna
Fix is going to send me a box of stuff that's cute.
But what's going to be like the big.
This is not my job. This
wardrobe.
Is Stitch Fix's job.
Yeah.
I don't have to know. That's the glory
exactly,
of Stitch
yeah.
Fix. I don't have to know what's going to be in because Stitch Fix will tell me. Stitch Fix is the best way to discover new styles and brands just for you. Think of Stitch Fix as your style partner. Your stylist will learn about your tastes and collaborate with you on looks you'll love. All you got to do is answer a few questions about where you typically like to shop, what you like to wear, and your price range. With your choices in mind and a wide range of sizes available from extra small to 3XL, they'll find your perfect fit. They've got you covered with over 1,000 brands and styles. You try your pieces on at home before you buy them, and you just keep what you like or love, and you send back the rest. Plus, shipping, returns, and exchanges are always free, and it's so easy. They literally just send you the bag. You just put it in and like ship. It's
I just
so
did this
easy.
2 days ago.
It's amazing.
They sent me like two pairs of shorts and like three shirts. I liked the shorts and one of the shirts, but I didn't like two of the shirts. No offense. Just wasn't for me. the prepaid envelope was already in there.
Yep.
Put it in there. Put it in any mailbox I could find. First mailbox I could find. Done.
So easy. And what makes it even easier is there's no subscription required. You simply order a refresh as needed or set it and forget it with a regular seasonal fixes. You are in control. It's pretty fabulous. We've been enjoying it. I'm sure you guys will too. So right now, Stitch Fix is offering our listeners $20 off their first fix, at stitchfix.com/relax. That's stitchfix.com/relax for $20 off today. stitchfix.com/relax. Woohoo. Okay, Lovey, who needs to relax for you?
I'm just gonna fire off some things.
Okay.
And let's get your take on them. No.
Oh,
actually, no, I don't think any of them are.
What?
We'll see.
Okay.
Unless like our opinions differ.
Okay.
Then maybe they are about you. I don't know. Pulp.
No pulp. Get
no
it out
pulp,
of here.
No pulp, right?
Never pulp.
What's happening?
No.
But you like boba.
What? What does that have to do with pulp?
I consider
what are you talking
boba
about?
Pulp.
So anything that floats in a liquid is pulp?
Yes.
Cereal? Is that pulp?
Are you drinking cereal from a cup?
I'm drinking cereal milk. Of course I'm drinking cereal milk.
You're crazy.
Then you don't drink cereal milk?
I love cereal milk. But
so
if
why are you acting like I'm crazy?
I don't want cereal still in it because then that's
pulp.
That's
a good point. Yeah, that's true.
Boba? It's just big pulp.
That's not pulp. That's crazy that you think that.
You're saying you like pulp?
What about like a mint and chip or like a chocolate chip smoothie? It's got chunks of chips
that's
in it.
That's the only good kind of pulp. When you get like
you
a smoothie that has
pulp?
Like cacao nibs or whatever and you get the little...
Oh yeah, you get a little nibby.
But you know what? Honestly, a problem and not worth it because what they do is they make the smoothie and then they sprinkle the little cacao nibs on the top and then they end up getting in the straw, which at this point is, let's face it, paper or cardboard. You know what I mean? And then
where are you getting smoothies? There's a paper.
America. And then they get stuck in the straw. They're just getting. So now when I drink a smoothie, because they always has that stuff in it, I have to. It's so weird. I have to blow out.
To blow in.
Blow
to
out
second.
Chunks to then try and get a sip
that's
without
a horrible
chunks.
Horrible sentence you just said.
But then you get kind of half a sip before there's more chunks. So I got a smoothie. This happened to me 2 days ago where I was constantly blowing in the straw to blow out chunks, then trying to get a sip.
Stop saying blow out
and
chunks.
And more chunks were coming. Somebody listening is like, I know what he's talking about.
Well, you know what that makes me think of, love, is that you, when I was pregnant, you would make me smoothies, like protein smoothies every day.
Yeah.
And you would put chocolate chips in them. And I loved them. So those were so yummy. It was my favorite part was having those chunks to chew on. I'm serious.
I know the chunks are good to chew on. If you can get them in there.
How come do I only have to be pregnant to get these delicious smoothies?
Don't you get any freaking ideas.
I don't want to be pregnant. You know, get out of here. But I'm saying like, can you please? That's how you get me to never be pregnant again. Make me a smoothie every day. I'll never be pregnant again.
Okay.
I'll never be pregnant
list.
Again.
Yeah.
I'll also just never be pregnant again. But I miss those smoothies and you only ever have made those for me when I'm pregnant. They're like banana, spinach, protein,
peanut butter,
chocolate. Oh man.
Yeah. And
good.
Then you get like a really good, like fancy.
And he would shove them full of protein. But yeah, anyway, those were so good.
Don't say shove full of protein.
Okay. You were saying blowout chunks, but okay, wait, but hold on. We got a little distracted with smoothie talk.
Sure.
Pulp is disgusting. Orange juice pulp.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Orange juice pulp. I think the worst, like when they were trying to make aloe a drink.
No one was
this?
Trying to do
when
that.
When they were like, drink aloe for whatever
no one was doing
reason.
This.
And it's there. It's there. And it's in like gas stations you get. And then it was like aloe pulp. Aloe with pulp. I don't know. There's pulp. No.
That's
no pulp
gross.
In my orange juice. Obviously, when you think of pulp, you think of orange juice.
Do you think of soup as pulpy?
Soup is pulp.
Is it just a bowl of pulp? Like chicken pulp?
I want my soup just liquid.
So like tomato is your only,
like
that's your only kind of soup you like?
Bisques only. Is a bisque like a soup?
Yeah.
I'm not a big soup guy.
I'm not either. Soup's not food. Get out of here with that.
It's funny.
You could tell me there's 37 vegetables and 7 creamed chickens inside of this one bowl of soup you're eating or smoothie. And I will be starving still. Like when people say like, I had soup for lunch. I'm like, you're lying. You didn't eat then.
It's to like sort out your hunger or whatever. When you have soup, I think it's like
certainly still hungry.
It's like
after
an aperitif. I don't know. One of my brothers is a chef in like specifically a French restaurant. And they're very big on soups. Like he was like the soup guy for a long time. And he talks about soups and how to make them and how difficult it is. And you know, all these things. But I was like, it's soup.
It's not food. It's literally not food.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm sick. I have to have soup.
Right. That's the only time I have soup.
Right. Anyway.
Do they put soup on like the menu at restaurants even anymore?
You can like a soup and salad thing.
Is where?
Thing? Panera. I don't know.
Nobody's going there.
Okay, so what's your next relax?
My next is like a shout. Do they say shout out? Is that like a? Is that like really uncool to say? No. I want to say thank you to someone on Twitter named Mitch. Mitch Fowler, 86, reminded me. I talked two episodes ago because the last episode I had DPE about an alien movie. Where I was like, there was this alien movie when I was a kid that really freaked me out. And like, I totally believed that it was like, even though it was obviously not a documentary, I was like, this is real. Mm-hmm. You know, just because it said based on a true story beforehand and it scared me.
Oh, I remember
and I couldn't
now,
think
yeah,
of the name.
Okay,
and
yeah.
I even said it like under my breath. I'm surprised.
No, I remember you saying this.
He even heard, but it was called Fire in the Sky.
Hmm.
So if you're looking, I don't know if it holds up, but if you're looking for like a cool alien abduction movie now with all these things in the sky that we're shooting down, it's called Fire in the Sky.
Okay.
My next thing is Top Sheets.
We've talked about this one before for sure.
Get out of your Top Sheets. I know.
Top Sheets are so pointless. No one uses Top Sheets.
You used to put them on.
Never.
You would.
You've lost your mind.
Because they come in the package. You're like, oh, I guess I have to
use
this.
I hate Top Sheets. There is no point. Get out of here.
Terrible.
Hate them.
Hate them. You did this funny thing last night where we were out of ranch and it was just a little bit left in the bottle and it was just
and I
going,
said, do we have any more ranch? I was so mad.
And you're like, do we have more ranch? And I was like, I think so. And I was like looking for it. And you're like,
you
oh,
said you have some. You're like, you have the ranch. That's what you said to me. I was,
yeah. And what?
You were like, you have ranch. You're holding the ranch right here.
Yeah. I was and like, then you go, no, it's just the spits.
and
I laughed for 10 minutes. And I go,
I
where did you
why.
Hear that? And you go, I just thought of it just now.
Well, yeah, because it is. It's just the spits.
It's just the spits. No, it's just the spits. So like when you have like a squeeze condiment and you're out of it and it's just going.
Just like.
It's just the spits.
Of, like, yeah, it's just the spits. You really liked that for some reason.
I guess that's I don't know, not a relax, but I thought it was.
No, the spits do need to relax. When you get down to the bottom of a bottle of like ketchup or ranch and it's like just the spits, that needs to relax. Like be full.
Somebody's must have said that before.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just like what it made me think of. It made me think of like someone going on my plate.
But if you take that down to the patent office, I'm just saying somebody must have called it the
I'm
spits.
Sure someone did.
But, I thought it
just made me think of like
it's a good way of describing it.
It just made me think of like how what I imagine if like you get to the bottom of mustard or ketchup or whatever condiment and it does that, it makes me what it looks like and what it sounds like and what I feel like it tastes like is someone took a huge mouthful of that condiment and then went, "Oh, you want some?" And just like spittled a little bit onto your plate.
To me, it's like, different. It's like when you get like a hair in your mouth and you can't get it out and you're like trying to pull it, like get it off your tongue or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you're just going
What? I've never had that. I feel like I just get it out of my mouth.
What do you mean?
Why are you doing
pull
this?
That, like,
you just pull it out of your mouth.
What if you can't get to it? I don't know. You can't.
Why can't you get to it?
Because it's like tricky or something. So you have to go.
I don't think I've had that.
I mean, you get a hair in your mouth. You're just like. Gone?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I can't find them on my like. I know they're there.
Do you have feeling
like,
on your tongue?
I thought I did.
No.
You never did that? I thought I would say that and you'd be like, oh, totally. And you looked at me like I was insane. The vein in your forehead is like, you're crazy.
No, I feel like the hair, like when it's in your mouth, you just like take it out with your fingers. You just like bleh, and you just take it out. Like, why is it wrapped around a taste bud? Like,
What am I doing then? What am I doing?
Like spitting out sunflower seeds.
No, like.
That's like spitting out seed shells. Stop.
I'm doing something. I don't know if it's hair.
It's not hair. You're not going to, what do you think it's going to like? I don't know.
And the other thing was that you told me the other day, and I hope I'm not sharing too much. You said, I have a pimple somewhere on my face that is going
worst.
To end my life. It hurts so bad. Yeah. Have you ever felt that before? And I said, yes, of course. And then I was like, oh, I found this pimple cream that like is really, that actually works like a spot cream, I guess. And I shared that with you. And then I was like, remember when we were like, when you were like in high school or junior high and it was like your life revolved around insane, like pimple regimens and you're like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, no. You said a specific thing.
Stridex acne pads.
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
You don't know what that is?
Uh-uh.
It was like a it looked like a thing for, how can I describe this? Like nail polish remover, like kind of container, and you turn off the round lid.
Okay.
And then it was just like a stack of white circular pads that were kind of perforated.
Uh-huh.
And what it was, you would peel off one and then you would wipe it and burn the shit out of your open.
Yeah, I definitely had
acne
this.
Sores on your face.
I don't know if it was the same brand as what you're saying, but I've definitely had these things.
It was just an, like, we were young, going through puberty. Our faces were exploding.
Just like an acid peel.
And like, and everybody was like, you put all this shit on your face. And I remember it was like those pads and it was like Clearasil stuff.
Yeah, Clearasil.
But then they had like skin colored Clearasil and you're like, no one's going to know.
Yeah. I remember Clearasil. I remember people saying like, put toothpaste on your zits.
And that was the next thing I was going to say. It was like, I would straight up just put
toothpaste.
It didn't even matter what kind. I'm
sure it was supposed to be like a specific kind, but I would just use whatever, like Trident with like red peppermint flakes
the ones
in it.
That, like, it was like green and red. It was like, tri-colored and you're just putting it on there and that would just burn because it was like, it's like an abrasive.
Well, and by the way, none of this ever worked.
No.
And the pimple cream that you gave me the other night didn't work.
It didn't?
Not for me, but like, I'm glad it works for you because I'm always happy when people
keep
find remedies.
Doing it.
I have been.
On that persistently. Yeah. I saw that you took it.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I feel like that none of them work. Also, this blows my mind. Wait, I'm going to say this. And I've heard so many times, and you can Google it. Like, I swear to you, I haven't Googled it in a bajillion years, but like, I swear to you, if you Google right now, what do I do with my zit or should I pop my zit or something like that?
Yeah.
It'll say, absolutely do not touch it. Don't pop it.
I know. That's and the best. That's the golden rule.
People say this all the time. Like, oh yeah, well, don't touch it. Don't touch it. What do you mean?
Well, don't pick at it.
What do you mean?
You don't want to pick at it because then it's going to
time. Fine. Everyone says what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm
everyone
touch
says
it.
This. Of course you are.
Touch it a lot.
Are there human
I'm
beings?
Touch it constantly.
Are there human beings on this planet who get a zit? And don't ever touch it. What are you talking about? You
right.
are an alien. You're not, that's not
but
real.
But you know, sometimes you go, can't touch it now. I know I can touch it later, but I gotta wait a little bit. Cause if you preemie touch it.
Oh, the worst.
Cause then you're just setting yourself up for another.
Well,
for
then it's way worse. And so nothing will come out. You'll just like
so
make
you
a
can
huge
like,
wound.
You can like tease it. You can like take a hot shower and focus on it and just think, you know what I mean? But like, yeah.
But no one's not touching them, right? Like there's no humans. Like, tell me, please. I want to know who you are and I want to analyze you. I think there should be a documentary made about you. If you are a human being who gets acne and doesn't touch it, doesn't try to get it, doesn't try to, you know, deal with that. Like if you exist, you are. I need to know everything about you.
I don't
you.
Think that person even if there's not a person on the planet.
I think there's got to be
it's
one
not
person.
About, it's not about like if, it's about when.
Who is that person? Because I think that person exists. And I want to know everything about you. I want to know your favorite food. I want to know where you live. Are you married? Do you have, like, who are you? How do you not, like, I need to know everything about a person who could not, because to me that is actually impossible. There's no world in which it is possible to get a zit or acne or something and like not try your hardest to get rid of it.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just not touch it.
Ugh.
Anyway, sorry. Gosh, we're just talking about poop and zits. Ew.
And you go to touch it and it's like,
no, we got to move
you
on.
You misfire and it's like, it's not going to go. And you
oh,
just,
the worst. The worst. Okay, sorry. Did you have more on your list? And are they poop and zits? Because this
know,
is the grossest episode
like,
ever.
How
I'm
do we
sorry,
transition
guys.
Out of this without getting in trouble? Calm down.
Yeah, you said that to me today.
I know. And I knew I said it because it was like on my mind. And then I know it after I said it, I was like, that did no good.
I didn't freak out because I was like, okay. Well, I kind of was just like, all right, kid.
We weren't calm.
I don't even remember why you said it. I just remember you
just
said, like, you need to calm down.
Just
and
being
I was
irration,
like,
rationally.
Okay.
But I don't think consciously. You're just, it was just a bit of an intense
chaos was happening.
Chaos, intense moment. But the phrase calm down, I feel like we should just eliminate it from the lexicon of the English language because, like, I don't think it does any good in any situation.
It does good in one situation, actually. It really does.
That Taylor Swift song?
Yeah.
Is that what you're going to say?
Yes, it was. It's a great song.
I really got that right?
Yes.
That's the one situation?
Yeah.
I cannot believe I said that. We're just so in sync tonight.
I know.
We might not be on the same level.
Yeah. We are.
In the viewfinder, but
no, go ahead. So wait, why? Calm. Yeah. You say this often. You know that, right? You say calm down to me. You say to the kids. Like, you say calm down a lot.
Yeah, I'm talking to myself that like, I don't think it's, there's no point in me saying that anymore. Mm-mm. Because I don't think anyone has ever calmed down when someone has told them, calm down.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's how that works.
Right. No, it just makes people upset.
Yeah. No one to me has ever been like, calm down. And I haven't instantly gotten 100% less calm.
Right.
You know?
Of course.
So yeah, let's stop saying it.
Except for Taylor Swift can say it. That's a great song.
Unless you're Taylor Swift, don't tell anybody to calm down.
You know who else doesn't need to calm down? Bass Luggage.
Oh,
I love them so much.
Again, we get to talk about them again.
I'm so excited every time. Okay, so you guys know we love them so freaking much. It's so fabulous. So Bass is this fabulous luggage that I'm obsessed with and geek out over every time we get to talk about it. Let me tell you what they are in case you haven't heard me rave about them before. So I love Bass Luggage. I love everything about it. And one thing I really love about it, one of the many things I love, is that when I go on tour and I travel, I am so freaking efficient when I go through TSA because everything has a spot in those freaking bags. The little Weekender bag, which I'm obsessed with, obviously I use it as a diaper bag. I have one as a diaper bag and one is like my travel bag. There's a spot for my shoes. There's a spot for my laptop. There's a spot for my medicine and my chapstick. There's a spot for my notebook. There's a spot for everything.
I've seen you there in that circumstance and you look like you know what you're doing.
And that is
you're like
my
George
only
Clooney
goal.
And up in the air.
When I go to an airport, my goal is not to get to the flight. My goal is to impress the TSA staff.
Like it's just, that's your people pleasing?
My people, I want them to be like, whoa, she knows the freaking rules. And look how fast she did that. And I'm not
no
holding up the line for
anyone. No one has ever thought that before.
Well, I think it, and Bass helps me get that. So they're pretty fabulous. Bass was created by actor Shay Mitchell to make sleek and affordable bags, luggage, and accessories designed to help you travel effortlessly while still looking fashionable. Bass has thought of everything you could ever want in a piece of luggage. 360-degree, whoa, that was hard for me to say, but it is 360-degree gliding wheels, a cushioned handle, built-in weight indicator, washable bags for your dirty clothes, and all the interior pockets you need to keep organized. Their luggage comes in multiple sizes and colors, and for shorter trips, the Weekender bag is super functional and even has a place to store your shoes separately. Every piece is made to look better with miles, so you don't have to worry about it in cargo or overhead, and Bass has over 30,000 five-star reviews. Whether you're packing for a quick trip or looking to breeze through the security line, Bass has your personal items covered. And you know what? Something they never put in like the ad copy and something I've never talked about, but is extremely impressive as someone who travels with a crap load of luggage. There's weight indicators on the bags. So it tells you if it goes overweight on the freaking bags.
You just said that like 60 seconds ago.
Did
you said weight indicators. Yeah.
Wait,
they do talk about it.
But I
love your passion and I can tell genuine.
I did say built-in weight
you
indicator.
You literally just said that.
I did say that, but you know what? They should elaborate on that because that's impressive.
Yeah.
Because it's just like thrown in there. It's literally like, Bass, listen. Like, listen to me, Bass. I love you guys so much. But it's so hidden in there.
About it. Yeah.
It's like, listen, it's like 360-degree gliding wheels, a cushion-handed, built-in weight indicator, washable bags for your dirty laundry and all the interior pockets.
There's so many
things that it's kind of just thrown in there, but like elaborate on that because it's very impressive. Like built-in weight indicator.
Yeah.
You literally don't have to worry about getting to the airport and then the embarrassing moment when they go like your bags are overweight. You have to take all the stuff out and like reorganize all your stuff so that it's under the weight limit.
Right.
That's so embarrassing. It's happened to me so many times. And
yeah,
so I'm
well, it's
so
embarrassing to you because you want the person who works at the airline to be impressed with you.
I know.
And then that facade is crumbling.
I feel like more people would be impressed with this.
Yeah.
So they do obviously mention it. And I've mentioned it every single time I've ever spoken about Bass, but I just didn't realize it because it was hidden in the facts. I feel like they should definitely showcase that more. In the words that I was saying. Okay. Anyway, I think it's wonderful. I really do genuinely love my Bass suitcases.
Yeah, if you're
going to
buy a suitcase, like make no mistake, get
good.
A Bass one. Like it's crazy not to.
Right now, Bass is offering our listeners 15% off your first purchase by visiting basetravel.com/relax. Go to basetravel.com/relax for 15% off your first purchase. That's BEIS travel.com/relax. Okay, I want to talk about our day a little bit.
Sure.
But mostly about like just one of my favorite things about being a parent.
Okay? Yeah.
And I know you'll agree with me because we've had a lot of wonderful moments this week with our kids and every week with our kids, but I just feel like this week's been very magical.
Yeah, there's been
and
some, yeah.
So today, our weather in California has been totally weird and wonky and all over the place. And it's been storming and it's snowing all over California, everywhere. It snowed on the Hollywood sign. It's snowing in places it never snows.
It's in the 40s outside.
It's wild. It's never like this. I grew up in Southern California and I've never experienced it like this. This is so insane. So it started, we woke up and there was snow on the mountains yesterday.
Right.
And we tried to get up the mountains, but the roads were closed because they wanted to be safe and plow it and make sure. Because, you know, people here, they don't know how to drive in the snow. They don't even know how to drive in the rain.
The infrastructure isn't there to take care of it. Whereas where I grew up, just random people had snow plows in their driveways.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like you would have your friend plow your driveway. It was just a part of life. And I would drive to school at 7 a.m. in a terrible car in a foot of snow, sliding all the way around because they didn't cancel school that day.
Right.
For a foot of snow. Like it's interesting to me to watch. Yeah.
Well, whereas like I grew up in Southern California and I did not know they put salt on snow until a few years ago.
Right.
Like I didn't know that was a thing. I had no idea.
Yeah. And I don't know if I think there's one plow in this entire city.
Yeah. So anyway, we tried to get up to it, but the roads were closed. And then today we found out they had opened the roads and the roads were prepared for it. The snow and the mountains were covered in snow. Yeah. From what I'm used to, you know, from what I've seen in Southern California, there was a lot of snow on the mountains.
Yeah.
And so I was
at a fairly low elevation for there to be snow. And because there is snow at the top of mountains in California, but like at way higher elevations. Mm-hmm. But in this mountain range in particular, to see them kind of dusted.
Yeah, it was really cool.
It's extremely rare as far as.
Yeah. So I was like, I think I've terrified you. Because yesterday when I found there was snow in the mountains, you were like, I don't feel well. I need to lay down. I'm getting a migraine. And you laid down and I come in and go, I need to go to the snow right now.
Yeah.
And you were like, what are you talking about? I was like, I have to go right now. And then they closed the roads and we couldn't go. And then today I did the same thing. I was like, we have to go right now. We have to go to the snow. We have to go right now.
Yeah.
Cause this never happens. And I was like, this is a once in a lifetime opportunity. We got to freaking go.
Yeah.
So we decided to leave the babies because I know that the snow in the mountains is not like, oh, there's a big, beautiful field of snow. It's like off the side of the road on a jagged cliff, there might be some piles of snow.
Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah. I mean,
it's not a place for the babies.
That's another thing is that like the mountain passes, there's no like real major highway that goes through there. Like you have to kind of go on like super thin, windy right. roads in weather conditions that like those roads are not really meant for
right
with a bunch of people driving that don't typically drive in that weather, so right.
It's
a bit treacherous to get up high enough to where there is actually possibly any snow
right
when this
there's nowhere to like to play in snow. It's not like what you think of like, oh, we're gonna go play. It's like there's you're no literally park up there. Sitting
you can't
on
sit up. Yeah.
Like you're playing in the snow on the side of the road, like yeah. It's not like you're going into a park.
It's
or
a
like,
strange phenomena because
yeah.
Everyone's like, oh my god, there's snow, we have to go.
Is it phenomena or phenomenon?
Phenomena. Bum, bum,
yeah, that's not what he's saying.
What's he saying?
Phenomena.
What's phenomena?
It's nothing. It's the Muppets.
I thought it was phenomena. Bum,
no, bum, but do you know that phenomenon? Isn't it phenomenon?
Yeah.
Phenomenon. It's a phenomena.
Phenomena. I think you could say both.
No, I think it's
I
a word that you... Am I crazy?
It's a phenomena.
That's what you just said.
I'm having one of those things where that word makes no sense to my brain coming out of my mouth.
I know, but you're confusing me because I'm like, have I been saying it wrong my whole life?
I know there was a movie called Phenomenon, I think with John Travolta,
yeah,
where
I think
he
that's
could do
the
magic.
Word.
But I think you could also, when things are a phenomenon, you can refer to them as a phenomena.
Are you being... No, but I have to look this up. There's no way
that's
that
fine.
You can say it both ways, right? Am I wrong?
I can just keep saying it both ways while you look it up. Phenomenon.
I think the word is phenomenon.
What are you saying? Are you saying the N?
I'm saying the N.
On the end?
I'm saying the N. Yes. Phenomenon. Yeah. It's phenomenon.
Now say phenomena.
With an A?
I don't know.
Phenomena?
Yeah. Is it like plural?
No. Plural. Oh, it is plural.
Yeah.
Phenomena is plural.
Yeah,
wow.
I was an English major for a little bit there. My parents didn't really trust the whole theater degree. So they were like, what about English? And then so you could, teach
a
English.
Phenomenon.
So
phenomena.
There you go. It's worth it.
You just blew my mind. I've never heard someone say phenomena before. Anyway.
Never?
No, I've only heard phenomenon. Now it just sounds weird.
Yeah.
Anyway, why were we saying that?
Because it doesn't typically snow here. So when that happens, everybody
freaks out.
I think, and I like to think is like, well, there's a lot of people here. I heard overheard someone who was probably like 19 or 20 be like, this is the first time I'm seeing snow falling in real life. It's not something that typically happens here. And for me, as someone who grew up with it and talking about it with Flynn, seeing it in books or videos or whatever, movies, like he'd never experienced it. We'd never gone to like, you know, skiing or anything like that in his lifetime. And so this was like an opportunity for him to actually physically see snow in his like real life. And so,
well, and he's been asking.
And I think that everybody, here is kind of like, we've never seen it or we never get to see it. We got to go. It's right there.
Yeah.
Up this treacherous road where we all have to kind of pull off to the side.
Yeah.
And then we just kind of get out of our cars and stand next to our cars in the kind of muddy snow and be like, isn't this amazing? Mm-hmm. And it absolutely was.
Well, yeah. So Flynn, I hadn't seen snow until I was 17 or 18.
That's wild to me. Yeah.
So, I mean, I saw it on the mountains when I was a little girl and like I had gone up to see snow, but it was like on the ground and it was dirty and gross, but like seeing snow fall, not till I was 17 or 18. But Flynn, I went to Seattle and Portland on tour in December, and Flynn saw, you know, videos and pictures of me there that I'd sent, and we were in the snow.
I was with you.
Yeah, I know. And I'm telling them. Flynn was like, I want to go to snow. And he's been begging to go to the snow since then. And so that's why I was so like, we got to go. This is not going to happen again. Like, unless we get on a plane, Flynn's not seeing snow until he's 18.
No, I kind of want to just go. Yeah.
So we took him up there and it was so wonderful and magical to watch Flynn experience snow for the first time. Because one of my favorite parts of being a parent, and I never knew this was a part of parenting really. I just hadn't thought about it until we had Flynn. And I remember being at a beach with him when he was six months old, something like that. And looking at him look at the ocean and seeing the wonder in his eyes of like, holy crap, what is this place? And it clicked for me like, this is the first time this human being
is seeing the ocean.
Yeah. And then then I felt that way everywhere I took him. This is his first time in a grocery store. He's never been in a grocery store.
Yeah.
This is mind blowing to him.
What grocery store was it?
I don't remember, but I'd go anywhere with Flynn when he was a baby and I did not look up at anything. I looked at him, a park, a pond, a beach.
It's like,
you look at their face.
When you show your friend, like someone, your favorite movie and they've never seen the movie, you're like looking at them to see their reaction
times
to the movie.
It's billion.
Like that times what I imagine heroin to be. I don't know.
Like you experience things for the first time as a kid and get to experience like the excitement of going to Disneyland for the first time or those big moments, seeing snow for the first time, you know, those big moments that as a kid, and then you become an adult and you've done all the things and you've seen all the things, a lot of things. And those new moments of seeing things or experiencing things for the first time, those are very few and far between once you become an adult. And so once you have a kid, it's like you're getting to experience them all over again through their eyes. You're getting to watch this human. And so with Flynn, it was so exciting to get to experience all these things for the first time through this little boy's eyes. And then we have the twins and now I'm getting to experience it through the first time they're seeing and experiencing things for the first time and how excited they get for things and how differently they react to each other and to Flynn. And they're all just so different. So fab. It's so wonderful getting to see your kids experiencing this for the first time. But with Flynn, because with age, you slowly, you know, less and less things are doing for the first time.
Right.
He's four. And so, these things don't happen as often anymore as they used to. And, earlier this week we went into the backyard to pick avocados, me, Eric and Flynn. And this is in my vlog, if you guys caught it. And, there was a rainbow in the sky, a full gorgeous rainbow in the sky.
End to end.
And I was like, oh my God, a beautiful rainbow. And then it clicked. Oh my God. Flynn's never seen a rainbow in person.
Like in person. Yeah. Yeah.
And the look on that child's face when he saw a rainbow for the first time in the sky was so beautiful and so awesome. And I was like filled with this joy that I haven't felt with it, the joy of like seeing him see something for the first time in such a while. Like, you know, we felt that at Disneyland a little bit, like seeing a natural wonder, like a rainbow or snow is so much different than going to like Disneyland or a zoo or whatever, you know, like seeing a natural wonder with like through your kid's eyes for the first time.
Be like, dude, wait, like if you were with a friend and they're like, oh, I've never seen a rainbow in real life. You'd be like, what? You've never seen a rainbow. Like, but like he's my guy. And he's never seen a rainbow. And that was incredible. And as someone who grew up in the Northeast, watching him like playing snow for the first time, like he was just kind of chuckling, just chuckling to himself, like making a snowball for the first time. And he's wearing a snowsuit. And for me growing up where I did, like, I can transport back in time instantly in my mind of that feeling of having like the snowsuit overalls on. And he did exactly what I would have done, which is laid face down in the snow in your snowsuit and just eat snow with no hands, just with your face. Like I totally got that. Oh, it was so incredible.
He couldn't walk two steps, guys. He was like, we were trying to walk to any location that might have a more of a flat surface or something where there'd be more fresh snow. Cause where we were, it was just like muddy snow kind of, and like snow on plants on the sides of the road or whatever. And we're trying to get to a place where I thought there might be more snow, and he did not care. He just, by the way, I just had a hair in my mouth and I just pulled it out like a real lickety split.
Just like a pro. You didn't even.
But anyway,
I don't know why that's such a struggle for me.
I'm sorry it is. That must really suck, because having hair in your mouth is not fun. I know. You know what, love?
What?
I'm such a hypocrite, because now I'm remembering times where I've had cat hair in my mouth and I've been like, and I've like tried to spit it.
Right. Thank you. I didn't specify what kind of hair.
Well, now I'm just realizing like,
could have been any kind
of
hair.
Actually, but I've like fully now I'm just like thinking about like, I've totally been like, oh, there's hair in my mouth.
Hair fiber?
You're so right.
I wasn't
okay,
like,
I'm sorry,
human hair off my head. It's very long and easy to grab. It could have been anything. Thank you for like checking yourself and admitting when you were
so
wrong.
Right. No, that's so true. I'm so sorry. So embarrassed. Okay. But anyway, back to Flynn.
Incredible. And it was kind of not snowing while we were there. It was just kind of like the leftovers, but still pretty great. But
he couldn't walk. Truly.
Couldn't walk 5 feet without.
2 feet.
He was just chucking snowballs at us repeatedly.
At us in the sky. And he couldn't go 2 feet without stopping, getting on the ground and picking up snow.
He was so happy.
He was so happy. Like usually when we take like a picture, we're like, hey, Flynn, smile. Okay. So everyone smile. You did not need to say anything.
You didn't need to
kid.
Ask him to smile for a picture.
The first picture I have of him in the snow is the most genuine smile I think I've ever seen on his face.
Yeah.
It is the happiest smile. And we just were like, I said, I wanted to take a picture, and he just looked up. He didn't even know if I was taking a picture or not. He was just so
beaming
at seeing snow for the first time. It was so incredible.
And feeling it crunch under his snow
giggling.
Boots. And then it started all of a sudden snowing
when we were driving down the mountain,
crazy chunks of snow. And we had already like snow clothed. And it, which was like a lot,
we were driving
obviously
back.
And back in the car seat and go back down. And then it started dumping snow. And I was like, I got to pull over again.
Yeah,
we
you got it. I have to pause you really quick, because that might sound like it's not a big deal that it started snowing. Like, yeah, we were in snow. It started snowing. Okay. Like what a big,
usually
not a big
does
deal.
It like night. You like wake up to it.
Here. Truly in Southern California, if it snows, I mean, there's obviously places like Mammoth and Yosemite and Big Bear. There's places where it snows, but like on the coast, it doesn't snow. And if it does happen to snow in high elevation areas, like in mountains and high hills and whatever, it's only in the middle of the night when it gets real cold, and it's the tippity top of these mountains. Like it does
like
not
once every 10 years. Too.
Never happens. And it does not snow during the day. Like that's crazy. Like not in my experience where I've seen snow,
I felt like I was dreaming.
Yeah. So I just needed to say like, that was so bizarre and rare that started happening in my experience.
No, this never happens. Like, and I didn't grow up here as you did, but you're like, this never happens.
Yeah.
And then I talked to your parents and they're like, this never happens. It was it was a double rainbow, dude.
Yeah. So but on the drive back, so we were so excited. We had to pull over. Eric held Flynn because he wasn't wearing shoes or jacket or hat or anything at this point. Mm-hmm. He's trying to catch snow on his tongue. And that was the first time experience. He was so excited when he caught one. And then
the first time he did, he goes, did I do it?
Did I do it? And then we're driving down the mountain and the snow chunks were so huge. Eric rolled down Flynn's window so he could see it. And when we tried to roll the window back up, Flynn was like, no,
keep it down.
And I was like, no, you got to roll the window up. It's cold. And Eric's like, no, there's a heater on. you can have the window down. And I was like, yeah, you can. So snow's getting in the car. It's getting wet in the car. And Flynn is so excited that there's snow falling outside. He's put his bare foot outside the window.
Yeah, just barefoot.
Just barefoot out the window.
Up out the window.
He's like, and he goes, you got to feel the tip of my toesy toes are so cold.
You got to feel my tippy on my toes.
The tippy of my toes is so cold. And he's like putting his toes up at us in the front. Like he was so excited. It was just so wonderful. And then halfway down the mountain, he goes, is my snowball still there?
Yeah, because I had made one and kept it
in the car. And no one told me this. So for me, it was jarring that I was like, you're what? He's like, you check if my snowball's there.
I kept it down by his feet. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I was like, what snowball? And he's like, it's down there, mama. And I look down at the floor and there's a huge snowball just like at the floor of the car. And he kept asking, can you check on my snowball? Did it melt? And it made it all the way down.
It sure did.
But it was really magical.
Core memory for me.
Same, honestly. You know what I mean? Like, it really was magical. And I think it's one of my favorite parts of being a parent.
Absolutely.
Is seeing them experience.
Seeing the way they see the world.
Yeah. Everything. And seeing things that excite them. It's just, man, I never thought I'd love trucks and bugs and dirt and all the things that like puddles make me excited.
Yeah.
Cause I know that my kids will get excited.
Screaming at trucks as we drive by them.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. Skid steer.
Kitties, butterflies right now. This our house is all, if you see a butterfly, freak out because Wesley and Maisie love butterflies.
I know.
Anyway, thanks for joining us here today, guys.
Are they still here?
I don't know. Probably not. It's probably just us, but thanks for listening. Thanks for hanging with us.
Thank you.
And go have a wonderful day, night, whatever you're doing. We'll see you next week, right, Lovey?
I think so.
Yeah.
Unless you got two pink eyes.
I hope not. Yeah, don't give me that. Wipe and wash your hands.
Don't touch your eyes.
I'm going to touch my eyes, but I'm just not going to have poop on my eyes when I do it. Or poop on my hands when I do it.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're not going to end this episode talking about poop, or are we? We are. Bye, guys. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
You can relax. Colleen and Eric have a podcast. The world is scary and we're locked in our home. But now we have big microphones. So you can relax. That's the name of our podcast.